Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
Yes, indeed. Jaden Forster, good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Call. How are you this morning, Jaden? So, Jaden, let's get into our entertainment report for today. Now, Silverchair frontman Daniel Johns, I guess anybody who's followed his career in any way, shape or form knows that he's certainly had challenges over the years.
Oh, most definitely. And he's spoken very publicly about the struggles that he's faced over the years in a variety of spaces, including adapting to being very, very, very famous at a young age. And of course, you know, with the development in his court case for high-range drink driving earlier this week, a couple of days ago now, there's obviously going to be a lot of debate and discussion about whether he should be locked up or not, and whether there's one rule for the general public and one rule for the rich and famous. But in this particular case, where he was awarded a 10-month jail sentence, but that's going to be served as a community corrections order, so no actual jail time, I think the court got it right. I mean, I'm not condoning drink driving or any illegal behaviour for that matter, but it was, of course, Daniel's decision to get drunk, Daniel's decision to get behind the wheel of a car, and then inevitably he was ended up on the wrong side of a major highway in New South Wales, and he has to accept the consequences. And, well, he's doing that. He's done that. He immediately checked himself into rehab. He went there for 3 or 4 months, and his lawyer says that he's been sober now for 4 weeks since his release. So, and as well, if you read his statements and sort of look at the big picture, he does seem genuinely remorseful, and a sort of a stint behind bars probably wouldn't really have helped anybody anyway. And he's always seemed very genuine as well. So hopefully he can stay on the straight and narrow now and get back to doing what he loves.
Yeah, hope so. He's still, you know, really in real terms, a young man. So got a lot of life to live. We wish him well. Hey, you know, it's funny, you know, we read about things that happen to people on television and radio, and very quickly they sort of disappear off the front page, as it were. But John Burgess, Burjo, now he had sepsis a few months ago and was very ill. What's the latest on his recovery?
Yeah, well, he's doing okay. He's certainly not 100%, and he won't be for a couple of months. I spoke to him briefly on Monday, and he said that he doesn't have any symptoms anymore. His latest scan that he had about 10 or 11 days ago has come back all clear. But as you know, he went to hospital in February with sepsis. His only remaining side effect is that he's actually lacking quite a bit of energy, and his doctors say that that will probably be the way for at least the next 6 months. So he's very, very lucky. He dodged a bullet back then in February when his wife sort of made that decision to get an ambulance and get him off to hospital, and the doctors started treating him as soon as he got to hospital, and they knew what they were doing. And that's sort of why, as he told me when we sort of spoke at great length back in February for that first interview after he left hospital, that he's now helping to raise awareness for sepsis and its signs and its symptoms, and encouraging doctors to be familiar with this new sepsis care standard that was launched last Thursday, as well as sort of encouraging all of us to know the signs and symptoms as well, so inevitably we can save lives. So, yeah, just a great outcome to a story that could have ended very, very differently for John Burgess.
He said he was lacking energy. The other thing, too, to take into consideration, he's about 123, isn't he? So, give or take.
Oh, he's 79. 79, so still very young, Robbo. Still very young.
Okay. The other night, my ex-wife, mother of my children, and allegedly I'm the father of theirs, she went to see the new Thor movie with my 16-year-old son. I reckon it's the perfect mix for them, I was saying to my boy, you know, because he gets all the action, etc. She gets Chris Hemsworth. Not everybody's saying it's a terrific movie, though.
No, the reviews are mixed. Rotten Tomatoes, that sort of movie review website, has it at 71% or 72%, which that won't necessarily stop people from going to see it. But word of mouth may. There's a lot of people that are saying that it's more sort of style over substance, more comedy than the last film, and sort of more etched in that rom-com space, given the storyline that centres around Natalie Portman's character. I haven't seen it myself, but a friend of mine went to see it yesterday, and they said it was very cheesy, very corny, and just didn't sort of really hit the mark. So, as I said, I haven't seen it myself, but the trailer sort of does sort of seem a little bit corny in itself as well. So, I don't know. I guess you have to go along and judge for yourself, and no doubt in a short time we'll be talking about how well or how not well it's been doing at the box office.
Yeah, not on my list, but anyway, good luck to him. Jaden, as always, thank you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure. Thank you, Robbo.
Jaden Forster, our entertainment reporter on The Wake Up Call.